From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkish security forces are seeking a gunman who opened fire on New Year's revelers at an Istanbul nightclub Sunday, killing at least 39, mostly foreigners, and wounding dozens of others.
Bununla ilgili de ihtimaller şekillenmeye
başladı. Prime Minister Binali Yıldırım said Turkish police and intelligence agencies are coordinating towards a concrete result. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the attack is an effort to demoralize the Turkish people, but it failed. Terror analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University said more than 30 such attacks in Turkey over the past year is a result in part of a breakdown in good governance among countries like Somalia, Syria, Iraq, Nigeria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and now Turkey.
So the last 3 or 4 years, between 70% and 80% of all terror deaths have occurred in those 5, 6 countries. It looks like in 2017 that Turkey is going to be another one of those countries where the slide away from democracy and good governance in the name of security actually undermines its own security.
Sunday's attack came 6 months after a failed military coup in July, followed by an ongoing crackdown and state of emergency. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh Sunday accused the West African regional bloc ECOWAS of declaring war after demanding he step down after being defeated at the polls a month ago. Mr. Jammeh said it violates the principle of non-interference in the affairs of a member state. Opposition leader Adama Barrow was declared winner in a result initially accepted by Mr. Jammeh, who, a week later, reversed himself, citing unacceptable errors and called for a new election. He has now rejected the ECOWAS offer of mediation. Mr. Barrow is scheduled to take the oath of office January 19th. This is VOA News.